It is draft day in Detroit. The Chiefs picking 32 overall. And if you think about the track record of Brett Veach now, I know go all back to year one until maybe 2 years ago, everybody would mention Breland Speaks. Now seeing the success that Veach has had, and it's a big reason why this dynasty exists and why you're able to trade a guy like Snead and why you're able to still retain some talent and
trade Tyreek,
all of that. What's the next big test? Because we know they're not drafting a quarterback for a very long time. That's settled. They hit on a defensive end in George Karlaftis.
I used to ask the question if they could do that. And even the ones they didn't like hit on, they get quality play out of Dana. They get quality play out of Turk Wharton. Like, I do think he can identify some defensive line talent.
And a wide receiver after a couple underwhelming. Rashee Rice, second round pick, turned out to be the second best rookie wide receiver you could have drafted last year.
I would say that's probably my biggest question still remaining is, can you do that twice? Can you find a wide receiver twice? Because he's taken a lot of bites at the apple at wide receiver. So before we're just like, he's got it figured out. Man's got it nailed. He was kind of batting over. Like, and some of those guys were long shots and some of those were whatever. And some weren't bad picks. They were just okay. And I thought that even for the later picks, John Dorsey did a better job finding those kinds of guys. Rice goes a long way to make me feel confident. My biggest question is probably like, hey, can you find like a number one target for Patrick Mahomes that doesn't require you to keep dipping into the free agency market in order to find one of his premier weapons? That's probably it for me. Because I thought at first maybe it's like, prove to me you can get Hall of Fame talent. Prove to me you can find.
We're acting like that's just an easy thing to do.
No, I know. But John Dorsey seemed like he was like, that might have been him. He was bad at a lot of things. The one thing John Dorsey was the best at was finding Hall of Fame talent. Right. He could go out there. And look, even if we just put Mahomes in the 50-50 camp, as in Dorsey is still the man who had to make the pick, but Brett Veach was the guy banging the table for it. That's the case. But McDuffie is one of the best players at his entire position. Creed Humphrey's one of the best players at his entire position. So, like, top end talent, I do think he's helping find that.
Yeah, like, there's not a single general manager in the NFL where I'm like, man,
it's batting a thousand.
But also, like, you haven't found the Hall of Famer. How could you? Like, especially when you're picking 28 to 32 most years. Like, I'm really not going to hold that against them whatsoever. I actually think knowing that they're picking 28 to 32 most years, they've done a damn good job. And that over the next 5 years, my guess is their average draft position is going to be like 29th. Like, over the next 5 years, a very good chance that that's where it's going to be. And that's based off of the success that they continue to draft at a high level. Drafting depth, you always want the star player. But drafting depth in guys that are contributors that allow you to not have to go overspend for guys that you would like to be able to go through. You know, the position of guard at the right guard. Trey Smith is an above average right guard.
That's a great find.
And that was a middle round pick, and they found him, and now maybe they'll end up finding his replacement at some point in this year's draft, not to play this year, but being ready to have that next guy ready to play in 2025. And that's what they've been so good at. You don't want to have to pay free agent market value for a linebacker or for a center. So you draft Creed Humphrey.
They did that with Anthony Hitchens once, and it stuck.
Yeah, they paid a ton of money. Creed Humphrey, Nick Bolton, guys that pretty soon you might be paying, but they were, for 4 years, essentially, you're getting them at very inexpensive contracts for non-premium positions. You don't want to have to pay non-premium positions through free agency because you're really always going to overpay. So, yeah, I mean, you would love for them to go find their Justin Jefferson, but
that'd be cool. I am interested in that.
Yeah.
If they can do that, I'll sign up.
I just think when you're picking 28 to 32, it's very challenging. And this is why the Trent McDuffie trade up is so impressive from a couple years ago, because you said it. He's going to be probably the consensus best corner in football by the end of this year. And they were picking late in the draft, but they did trade up to go get McDuffie at pick 21. And I still think that's the limitation. Like we were talking to start the show for tonight, if the Chiefs trade up, I think 21-22 is about as high as they are going to go. Someone that they think is going 15 is going to have, or 12 or whatever, is going to have to slide to 22. And then maybe we see the trade up. Otherwise, when you're picking 28 to 32, you can find great players. There's always outliers. Heck, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just got the big deal yesterday, was a fourth round pick. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but also that's not the norm.
At other positions, it's easier because Puka Nacua was a fifth or sixth last year, right? And in Amon-Ra St. Brown a few years ago, and Terry McLaurin was a third. Look, I'll be honest. You find good quality wide receivers late in the draft all the time, which is what they did in a second round in Rashee Rice. His other hit rate at wide receiver has forced him to constantly throw money at free agency. And in my opinion, he's only got a couple more years to hit big at wide receiver so he doesn't have to spin big at wide receiver before, yeah, Kelce eventually is gone, and you need a true one. That or you're counting on Rashee Rice to take a big leap forward, which is not out of the question, but also not like, I would still say that's not the most likely outcome in this case. The truth is, very few questions left, man. How many questions can you have left? Like, it sounds nitpicky. Hey, do you think you could find another receiver for me? But this time a little bit better, okay? That one was pretty good. That one was, you know, had a really nice year and they won the Super Bowl, but a little better, if you don't mind.
Yeah, like...
And then at Hall of Fame talent, he might actually have that in Creed Humphrey and Trent McDuffie, who by league standards are considered the number one players at their position in the entire NFL. So am I really... Could you get just one more?
Someone agreed with you on the text line. And he said he's been GM long enough to have drafted a Hall of Fame player. I just think that's completely unfair. I'm sorry. Like that is wild to me that is a thought. Yes, you would love to have Hall of Fame players. One, we don't know if he did draft a Hall of Fame player. There's two that have a chance, maybe.
Those two, I would say. Yeah.
But this notion of like, oh, you know, how come you haven't drafted a Hall of Famer? Says the fan of a team that's won three Super Bowls in the last 5 years.
It's also easier when like John Dorsey was picking like Eric Berry fifth, you know, and I get it. He got Travis Kelce in the third. He got, you know, like, and again, I still think you could put Mahomes kind of in both camps. Like I definitely think
what you need. You don't need to draft Hall of Famers. You need to draft guys that are starters that you want to give second contracts to, you know, that have a chance to be the best of their position. It doesn't mean they have to go on to have Hall of Fame careers.
But Dorsey took Jones, Kelce,
I understand.
Mahomes. Like, I mean, he's just got like stacks of them.
But he also
part of it is just like he also blew the contract.
Yes.
Of 1,000 players and couldn't keep those guys together. And so like I definitely understand there's more than one side of that coin. And I would make the argument, the first year I think you always throw away for any GM. Like, I would tell you right now, I did like an Excel spreadsheet breakdown of this once at a former place I worked. First year drafts for new NFL GMs, they're bad at it. They are not good at their job. It is very rare. They don't know what they're doing. They make a lot of, not draft day bad mistakes. They're like the rookie GM in the movie, but they're bad. They don't know what the hell they're doing and they make mistakes. I do think that it's hard because, like, he hasn't taken Hall of Famers, but think how many, like, all pro or Pro Bowl caliber guys, whatever, right? Like, Snead or Creed Humphrey or Nick Bolton's going to be a Pro Bowler multiple times, right, or Karloftis and McDuffie. Like, his hit rate's getting pretty good. I'm not going to be overly picky on that yet. I'm just saying, like, that'd be maybe, if you're nitpicking, golden question you'd ask.
Yeah, I just laugh. It's just wild to me. How dare he not draft a Hall of Fame
Super Bowls while he's been the general manager?
Yeah, it's consistent draft success. I think he has found his zone over the last couple of years too, and he's done it.
No one's better getting back.
When Ryan Poles left to Chicago, you know, naturally you're like, okay, when, you know, Brant Taylor's just left. When you start having guys leave your front office, you're wondering, all right, is stuff sustainable? What we have found is, no, he knows what the hell he's doing, obviously. Yeah. Even they have somebody else that is able to come up through the organization and work alongside Brett Veach. He's got, I don't want to say, you know, he's you know, going to continue at the exact same hit rate as he was a couple of years ago. That's a lot to ask. But right now, he's found his zone. He's found how to navigate this, especially as he's gotten more practice, frankly, picking at the back end of the first round. Not every GM can have success there. Like, it's some GMs will not last if they're always picking, obviously, in the top 10. But point being, if you're picking 15th and you're just kind of hovering around average, one, it's a terrible spot to be in. But from a draft perspective, you can trade up, you can trade down. There's way more flexibility. You have a good idea of you might be able to get the number three wide receiver in the draft on a consistent basis. At 32, you've got to do some wheeling and dealing. You got to make sure you're evaluating in a strong way. And we know the draft success that they've had, even after last year. Rashee Rice, Felix, the case is still out. We'll find out from him. You know, Nick Jones, people were high on. He was a 7th-round pick. Maybe he ends up making the team this year and actually contributes at corner.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a GM better in the league in the last 20 years at drafting rounds 4 through 7.
I mean, Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, 2 7th-rounders that have come up with big-time plays and moments for this football team. Pacheco's been your starting running back on 2 Super Bowl teams.
You mentioned Trey earlier. There's just a million of those.